From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting tentative support for a Syrian ceasefire grows. The Syrian government Tuesday announced its acceptance of a proposed U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities to begin Saturday, while warning continued outside assistance to rebels could scuttle the truce. The main Saudi-backed opposition group agreed to the truce conditionally, demanding, among other things, an end to blockades. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told lawmakers the truce must work. Mr. Kerry said the only way forward that preserves a unified Syria is the path envisioned by the Syria Support Group, ratified by the UN Security Council and endorsed by the responsible opposition. Mr. Kerry also cautioned the ceasefire could fall apart. If it does, contingency plans are in the works. Details of such a plan B are sketchy, but could involve more direct U.S. and allied military involvement. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited a refugee camp in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, called for greater efforts to care for the growing population of displaced people. The UN chief is set to meet President Joseph Kabila on Wednesday. In Burundi Tuesday, Mr. Ban said President Pierre Nkurunziza agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. This is VOA News. President Obama Tuesday urged Congress to close the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He said its existence does not advance U.S. national security, and closing it would save money. Many lawmakers are opposed to the relocation of dozens of terrorist suspects on U.S. soil. The White House has left open the possibility Mr. Obama could use an executive order to close Guantanamo, paving the way for a potential legal challenge. The senior U.S. naval officer in the Pacific has warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that China is building up its military capability in the contested South China Sea. Admiral Harry Harris testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He said China is clearly militarizing the South China Sea, and you'd have to believe in a flat earth to think otherwise. China, which claims sovereignty over most of the waterway, insists there are necessary defensive facilities. New reports indicate China has deployed warplanes to Woody Island in the Paracels. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi, in Washington for talks with U.S. officials, complained other countries are illegally occupying Chinese reefs and atolls and engaged in large-scale military construction. Meanwhile, diplomats say both China and the U.S. have made significant progress on a new U.N. Security Council resolution for tougher measures against North Korea for its recent nuclear missile tests. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March, and Pakistan has offered to host the negotiations. The announcement followed a meeting Tuesday in Kabul of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the U.S. as part of efforts to promote the Afghan peace process. The death toll from Saturday's Cyclone Winston has climbed to at least 42 in the island archipelago of Fiji. The number of fatalities has grown as communications on remote islands are being restored. Thousands are believed to be sheltered in evacuation centers after the storm, which packed winds in excess of 300 kilometers per hour, destroying homes and crops. Damage was also caused by widespread flooding. International relief efforts are underway. Authorities in Nepal now say a small plane crashed Wednesday during bad weather, killing all 23 passengers and crew. The Twin Otter aircraft, operated by domestic Terra Airlines, lost contact with ground controllers during a short flight from Pokhara, a major tourist center located about 200 kilometers west of Kathmandu. And opposing groups in South Sudan's peace process have agreed on an arrangement to allow hundreds of opposition forces into the capital, Juba, preparing for rebel leader Riek Machar to join a transitional government. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News. That's